Okay, Pila, in the beginning there with Oni and Aina, when Engel comes, or Nahal, maybe this other couple, yeah, they say, not that they're quarreling or that they're like raising their voices like that, but no, we can do it like this, that this royal couple comes there and they are respecting these simple people of Cow Island because they're the happiest people and this is the land of pure love. And I see there is some friction there, as it seems. And it just doesn't make any sense. Why is she looking so not happy? So what it is then, not that she's upset, but she can't, or angry at him or something, but she just, she doesn't even know why herself, because they are arguing and he's saying that, you know, what do you mean? We're always together. Whether I'm here or there, you just think of me and there I am. You know that. And she says, yeah, I know. I just have this strange feeling. I don't know why. So that is so strange in this world, which is so far beyond any anxiety or fear or anything like that. So she is puzzled and he is too, and he's just going on that journey and Engel, and you know, trust Engel. And so she's not really upset like that. She's taking care of things, she's there and with friends, and we can really expand that. But then at one point, you know, and she's having talks with him and how you're doing and what's happening, and he's telling her. So in this way, actually, we can tell his story, what he is experiencing or is going through like that. A bit. I don't know how much can do much or not, but I don't think it should be so much, because anyway, to fill out whatever she's gonna do. And then all of a sudden he fades away and she's like, what's going on here? And that's when she goes over to Engel's wife's house, right? Just as he leaves, we switch over to that boy. Maybe just that, yeah, it fits there, that short little chapter of the experience of someone who's newborn, as I imagine it. And then again back to Aina, she's walking there and maybe we continue until she's stepping out of what's her name? Sarah's house, or whatever her name was. English wife. and then again back. Earth. And now our PO is older. Maybe we are now in the school bus or something like that. Yeah, that would work. Because now we can really stretch and Aina's walk there. Because also time for her is very different than time on Earth, so we can stretch it as much as we like, actually. And maybe Sarah, whatever her name is, could say something to Aina about that. Look out. Time is going. Well, there, she can even say, you know, there is this time they have. Things are changing so fast. Some or other like that, try to describe time. So, on Earth there. Shadowland. So, I mean, we could develop it more or less that time. Despair, what do you call it? Different times, and how, as Tina is just taking basically a walk or whatever she's doing, Pio is going through dramatic stuff, and he's really going down into the Dante thing there. And so you're basically showing how he is going through the entire journey down there, getting entangled. He's just looking for love, but he's doing it the selfish way, and he's getting bewildered and so on. And then it turns into darker side instead, cynicism, arrogance, so on. And then as he is start turning and starting to come up again, we can match that with some action on Sarah's side, which I don't know yet.